10 of the top skills that are currently in high demand and are likely to continue being important for web development in 2023 are the main topics of today's episode of Weekly Code Quickies. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm Norbert BM, and I wish you a really, really warm welcome to today's episode. So, hope you are healthy and doing well in these troubled times, despite of everything that is going on around the world. I'm your host, Norbert BM, and these are the top skills you must be focusing on in 2023 in order to stay relevant in web development. So, let's start by number one, proficiency in JavaScript. Yes, you heard it right. JavaScript. JavaScript is the backbone of modern web development and is likely to remain so for the foreseen future, I believe. For those of you who don't know, JavaScript is a scripting language used to create interactive web pages and also web applications, very important. Developers who are skilled in JavaScript, including frameworks such as React, Angular, and Vue, will be still high in demand as these frameworks are widely used and allow for the creation of complex and powerful web applications. Now, let's go to number two, responsive design. Let's be honest, we're living in modern times. Everybody has a phone on themselves, and not just a phone, not the regular phone, but a smartphone. And with increasing use of mobile devices, web developers will need to have a strong understanding of responsive design principles to ensure that their sites are optimized for all of those devices, whether it's tablets, whether it's phones, whether those are some kind of new devices. Who knows what the future holds, but we do know that carry-along devices or mobile devices are the future. So responsive design is an approach to web design that aims to create web pages that are optimized for all devices, including desktop, laptops, tablets, and smartphones, just as I explained for a couple of seconds ago. As more people use mobile devices to access the web, web developers who are skilled in responsive design principles will be high in demand. Now, talking about the web, we're getting to number three top skill, and this will be cybersecurity. Yes, as cyber threat continues to rise, web developers will need to be familiar with the security protocols and best practices, such as using encryption and implementing secure authentication. Cybersecurity refers to the practice of protecting computer systems and networks from theft, damage, or unauthorized access. As cyber threats continue to rise, web developers who are familiar with the security protocols and best practices such as using encrypting and implementing secure authentication will be high in demand. I can guarantee you that. So let's go to number four. At number two, we had responsive design. But at number four, we have something that flows around with it, and that is UI/UX design, user interaction, and user experience. User experience and user interactions design will continue to be critical aspects of web development. Developers who are skilled in creating visual appealing, easy-to-use interfaces will be high in demand. User interfaces, short for UI, and user experience, short for UX, are critical aspects of all web developers. UI design focuses on the visual and interactive aspect of the website, while UX design focuses on the overall user experience. Because, as with everything, user satisfaction is at the top of demands for guaranteeing a application success. Developers who are skilled in creating visual appealing and easy-to-use interfaces will be high in demand. And now, number five, cloud computing. Cloud-based developers will continue to grow in popularity, and developers who are familiar with cloud platforms such as AWS, which comes from Amazon, Azure from Microsoft, and Google Clouds will be, of course from Google, be highly sought after. Cloud computing refers to delivery of computing services, including servers, storage, databases, networking, software, and analytics over the internet. Cloud-based developers will continue to grow in popularity, and developers who are familiar with cloud platforms such as AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud will be highly sought after. So now let's go to number six, version control. Yes, version control. I'm using version control. Hopefully you are using version control. And developers who are skilled in using version control tools such as Git will be high in demand. This allows for efficient collaboration, reducing errors, and makes it easy to manage complex databases. Version control is a system that tracks changes to a code base over time, allowing multiple developers to work on the same code base without conflicts. Developers who are skilled in using version control skills such as Git will be high in demand, as this allows for efficient collaboration, reduce errors, and makes it easier to manage complex databases. This brings us back to cloud computing and so forth and so on. So now the hot topic. AI. Yes, AI and machine learning. As AI and machine learning continues to revolutionize various industries, web developers who are familiar with these technologies and can interact with them in web applications will be high in demand. Why is that? Well, artificial intelligence, short for AI, so if you see AI, that's short for artificial intelligence, but let's just say that everybody knows what AI stands for, and machine learning, ML, huh? I know you didn't know that one, are technologies that enable computers to learn from data and make decisions based on that learning. So very important, because as AI and ML, again, machine learning, continues to revolutionize various industries, web developers who are familiar with these technologies and can integrate them, it's very important, they must be able to integrate them into web applications, will be high in demand. And I'm also working on something like that. Haha. So let's go to number 8, server-side programming. Yes, server-side programming. Developers who are proficient in server-side programming languages such as Node.js, Ruby on Rails, of course, and Python will be high in demand. Server-side programming refers to the programming language that and frameworks used to create web applications that run on servers. Again, you can integrate AI with that perfectly. Believe me, I'm also working on something that integrates AI with Node.js. So developers who are proficient in server-side programming languages such as Node.js, Ruby on Rails, and Python, and hey, don't forget Dano, whatever, will be high in demand. So let's move to number 9, agile methodology. Why is this a skill? Because agile development methodologies are becoming increasingly popular, and developers who are familiar with these practices and can work efficiently in an agile team will be high in demand. Who would have guessed it? So what is agile methodology? Well, it is an approach to software development that emphasizes flexibility, collaboration, and interactive development. Now, I must say for my part, if you're rigid, then you have a problem, because a rigid tool can be used only in one place. Now, I don't consider myself a tool, but with multiple skills, I am considering myself a Swiss Army knife. Equipping myself with all of the skills that I just mentioned, yes, I am somehow a tool, but I'm not a tool, if you catch my drift. So agile development methodologies are becoming increasingly popular, and developers who are familiar with these practices can work efficiently in an agile team. Who would have guessed it? Not in a pack of snails. So coming up is the very last one. The very last one is, man, it is important in everything that you do. It is important in a relationship. It is important between friends. And it also is important when you're working with others. It is communication. Communication skills will continue to be critical for web developers. Although I know, we will most gladly just get an email and never hear from everyone ever again, excepting when we send our package and voila, it works. But communication skills are critical for web developers, as we often work in teams and need to be able to communicate efficiently with both technical and non-technical stakeholders. And we know those non-technical stakeholders, who they are and how important it is to communicate with them. So communication is a must for all web developers, beginners or senior, actually. The most senior people get, the more hard it is to communicate with them. In order to maintain successful careers, I believe communication is, well, it is a must. So do you agree? Do you not agree? Let me know in the comments. Write me on Twitter. And with this, I wish you a lovely day. Don't forget to like and share this podcast. Give it a 5-star review. Give it a thumbs up. Share it with others. Check out the affiliate links for courses on web development. And with this being said, I wish you all a lovely day. Catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye.